God has smiled on me. He has set me free. God has smiled on me. He's been good to me. God has smiled on me. He has set me free. God has smiled on me. He's been good to me. God has smiled on me. He has set me free. God has smiled on me. He's been good to me. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, but now I see. God has smiled on me. He has set me free. God has smiled on me. He's been good to me. Most gracious and heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you for this day. Lord, as I gathered myself this morning to prepare to pray, Lord, I was pondering, as I do often every morning, on what song should I sing. I'm not lyrically gifted. I'm not vocally gifted, Lord, and I just sing the songs that cry out of my heart. And so as I entered into the sanctuary this morning, I had no complaints. Lord, things are not all, everything in my life is not going the way that I want them to go, God. And I understand that, God, that there are troubles that will come in our way in this Christian walk that we are walking, that we are living. But, Lord, the song that cried out my heart, Lord, and I don't know where I heard it from. I don't know when the last time I heard it, Lord. But your spirit cried out in me this morning and said that God has smiled on me. And, Lord, it rang down in my soul, Lord, because it is the true feeling of my heart. Lord, you have blessed me. Lord, you have sustained me. Lord, you have been so good to me. And I know that's not just my my cry. That's just not the song of my heart, Lord. But many, God, that have joined us on this phone call, Lord, you have smiled on us. And we can tell that you smiled on us because we're here in the land of the living. Lord, we know that you have smiled on us, Lord, because you have been so good to us. Lord, we know that you smiled on us, Lord, because we have a roof over our heads. Lord, we know that you smiled on us, Lord, because we have a job to go to. Lord, we know that you have smiled on us, Lord, because we have clothes on our back and food on our table. God, you have been good to us, Lord. And so we cry out to you more this morning, Lord, and we want to say, thank you, God. Thank you, oh God, for being so good to us. Thank you, oh God, for for smiling on us day after day. It doesn't matter if the storm clouds rise. It doesn't matter, God, if the strong winds blow. Lord, when you smile, there's nothing that can separate us from your love. There's nothing, oh God, that can cause us not to have the victory. There's nothing, God, that can overwhelm us and overtake us. Oh God, and it gives us the reassurance, Lord, that everything is going to be all right. Thank you, God, for smiling on us. Oh God, thank you for being good to us. Thank you for being a merciful God. And so we come before your presence with singing this morning. We come before your presence with praise. We come before you with thankfulness in our heart, God, determined to bless your name. For I am determined to walk with you, God. I am determined, Lord, to see what the end is going to be. Lord, we may have some obstacles. Lord, we may have some trials. Lord, in this life we shall have tribulations. But the victory, oh God, is that we, oh God, that you have already overcome the world. You have already given us the victory, Lord. And so that just tells us again that you have smiled on us, God. And we want to say thank you, oh God. God, from the depths of our soul, to magnify the God of our salvation, oh God, to offer unto you a sacrifice of praise for being such a good God. What a mighty God we serve. The angels bow down before him. Heaven and earth adores him, Lord. And if you don't do anything else for us, God, oh God, you've already done so much, Lord. Just because you've given me another chance to say yes to your will, God, you've already blessed me enough, Lord. Just because you gave me the use and activity of my limbs this morning, God, you've already done enough, Lord. But God, you shower down your people with blessings, oh God, every single day. Mercies, oh God, are for everyone that you wake up, Lord. But there's so much more that you have in store for your people. You said, I have not seen, ear have not heard, neither have it appeared into the hearts of men. What good things, oh God, the good things that you have in store for them that fear you, God. And I know that I fear you, and I know that I love you, and I know that I belong to you. But that's just not the end of the blessings, Lord. You told us that if we seek you first, your kingdom and your righteousness, then all these things, God, oh God, that's the smiling upon, God. That's the above and beyond, God, the grace and the favor and the blessings, Lord, that you have in store for your people, God. You have bountiful blessings ready to pour out upon us. That's all we have to do is seek your face, turn from our wicked ways, oh God, and be in your will. Lord, so we declare this morning not our will, but let thy will be done. Let your will be done in our lives, oh God, as we prepare ourselves for this day. Another day that you have made. Another day that we can rejoice and be glad in it. Another day, God, that you know the end that you have expected for us on this very given day. God, we are determined to walk for you, not to walk by sight, but to walk by faith. So we walk by faith and not by sight. Oh, God, so that we won't allow the flesh, or we won't depend upon the flesh to lead and guide and to direct us. For our flesh fails us, Lord. It comes short of your glory. It's enmity against you. It's a battle, God. Our flesh doesn't want to obey you. So we put flesh under subjection right now, and we plead the blood. We cast the devil out of the minds, oh, God. We cast him out of our will, and we cast him out of our way right now in the mighty name of Jesus. On this day, God, the day that the Lord has made, I'm determined to walk with you. Oh, God, I'm determined to spend time with you, God. I'm determined to seek your face, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, I want a different mindset, God. I want a different aspiration, Lord. I want a different, oh, God, a desire, Lord, than I had yesterday or that I had the day before. Oh, God, I'm thirsty for you today because what you gave me yesterday, Lord, was not enough for today. But, God, you don't ever run out of blessings. You don't ever run out of anointing. Oh, God, you never run out of power. Oh, God, you never run out of strength. So whatever I need, oh, God, I can get it from you, God. And so whatever it is that we need today, oh, God, we cast it over to you, Lord, and we put our cups out to you so that you can fill our cup, oh, God. Fill our cups even right now, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus until it runs over, oh, God. I want to run over in your goodness. I want to run over in your no anointing. I want to run over, oh God, in faith and love. I want to run over, oh God, in temperance and meekness. Lord, I want to run over, oh God, today. And only you can, God, fill me. And only you can, God, keep me. And only you can deliver me. And only you can strengthen me. And only you can make a way out of no way. And only you can open up doors. And only you can provide and meet the need. And so we look to you, oh God, this day. A brand new day that you have made, oh God, to be everything that we need you to be, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh God, some need you to be a doctor, oh God, in the sick room, Lord. For there are some sick among us, Lord. I bind the sickness right now in the body of Crystal McCowan, and I bind the sickness right now in the body of Aaron McCowan. God, I plead the blood, Lord. Your blood still heals, oh God. Your blood still delivers, and your blood still sets free. Oh God, I claim healing right now, and I speak it into their lives. Be healed, be delivered, and be set free, God. I chatted with Lady God Jones yesterday, and she's still dealing with the sickness, Lord. I plead the blood over her body right now. Cast out that sickness right now. Drive it out right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Begin to tingle upon her body and begin to touch her body right now, God. She may not know what's going on right now, but I know that she knows that the prayers of the righteous avail as much, Lord. And so we pray and we call on her name right now in the mighty name of Jesus, because you are just that God, oh God, just great, that great God, that you are still that bomb in Gilead, oh God. And so, God, if someone needs healing, you are that doctor in the sick room. And God, somebody may need you to be a lawyer in the courtroom, Lord. Oh God, be that lawyer, oh God, and be the judge, oh God, and the jury, oh God. You are everything that we need and more. Oh God, someone needs you to be a way out of no way, Lord. It seems like, oh God, there all hope is gone, and that there is no way of escape, and that there's no way to get out, and there's no way to turn the situations around. Oh God, but you are that God that can do exceeding abundantly above all that I can ever ask or think. That's the type of God that you are. You said, I'm the way out of no way, and you proclaimed in your word, Jesus, that I am the way. We may not see the way, but you are the way. And so God, give us the mindset, oh God, and the aspiration, God, and the focus, oh God, to look to you as being the way of escape that we need. So that's all we need to do is open up our mouths and offer unto you a sacrifice of praise. For when we praise you, you promise that you would inhabit our praises. You would come on in, oh God, and be in the midst of us right where we are at, whether in a good time or in a bad time, whether we're up or whether we're down. Lord, you're willing to come right where we are and rest in the midst of our praises. So, God, when we need a way out of no way, you are the way. Oh, God, when we're lost, oh, God, and it doesn't seem that we can be found, Lord. God, you know the way. You know the way of escape, God. You know the way of healing. You know the way of deliverance. That's all we have to do is put our focus and our trust in you. And so, Lord, whatever it is that we may need, God, we need you to be the banker in the bank. Lord, we need you to be the boss on our job. Lord, we need you to be a strong tower when people are trying to berate us and come against us. Oh, God, to lift up a standard against us, Lord. Oh, God, you are everything that we need and more. And I said that backwards, Lord, but when the enemy comes against us like a flood, you're the one that lifts up the standard. And so, Lord, whatever it is that we need, you are that God and more. David says, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Oh, God, and so, God, anything I need, Lord, I can look to you, my shepherd, for I am your sheep, Lord. God, I don't know where to go. I don't know who to trust. I don't know where to turn. And so I say yes to my God, and I say yes to my shepherd. And, God, you are the shepherd that won't allow me to want. You allow me to be at peace, oh, God, by the still waters and the green pastures, Lord. So you provide and meet every single need that I want, God. And when the enemy comes against me, oh, God, and he tries to rise up against me, Lord, God, David said, yea, though I walk through the valleys of the shadow of death, I don't have to fear no evil. So where I walk to, God, where I've got to go to, I got the things that are in my path on this day. Lord, I don't have to fear anything that comes my way. Yes, it may look dreary. Yes, it may look like I'm not going to win. Yes, it may look like harm is coming my way, but I don't have to fear, nor do I have to fret. I can just look to the God of my salvation, my shepherd, my keeper, my provider, my way maker, my strong tower, my covering, my healer, my deliverer, my strong tower. I can look to you, God, and I don't have to fear no evil, because you promised that you'll be with me. So every step I take, if I'm yielded to your will and I surrender to your will, you will walk with me and talk with me through the valleys of the shadow of death so that I don't have to fear no evil. You promise that you're with me. And not only will you be with me, but your rod of correction and your staff of comfort come with me. And so, Lord, use both of them, Lord, on me in the name of Jesus. If I get out of correction on me, I get out of the way. Oh, God, I get offline. That's what I want to say, Lord. If I get off course, Lord, use your rod of correction, Lord. Oh, God, to get me back on course, oh, God, and then love on me like you do, God, and then correct me like you do, oh, God, with your staff in the mighty name of Jesus. I'm thankful, oh, God, today that you're not just a harsh God, that you only punish, but you're a God of love. You're a God of patience. You're a God of long-suffering, God, and, Lord, I just want to be more like you. Thank you for showing me the way. Thank you for being the example that I need to be to others. You're that God. You're that awesome wonder. You're that immaculate King. You're that Lord of Lords. And Lord, you are the perfect example of what holiness is. Thank you, God, that you are everything of I need and more. Now, if I need to know the way, you are the way. If I need to know the way to go, you are that way to go. If I need direction, Lord, I can just call upon you and you'll answer me. God, and when I pray, God, I can have the confidence in knowing that when I send my prayers up to you that you hear me. And if you hear me, Lord, then you have the answer to my petitions. And you will give me those answers because you are the God that answers. Oh, God, thank you for being a God that answers. Thank you for being a God that is a promise keeper. Thank you, God, for being everything that we need and more. Truly, you have smiled on us, oh, God, because if it had not been for you on our side, Lord, we would not be where we're at today. But when we look back over our lives and we begin to think things over, Lord, it shows us that you have smiled on us day by day when we should have been consumed or when we should have been destroyed or, God, that when we should have been lost. Lord, you said not so, and you smiled on us. God, you plucked us up out of the muck and the miry. Lord, you saved us from sin and shame. Oh, God, you took us up out of the lake of fire when we were bound, oh, God, and wrapped up and tied up and on our way, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. You said not so. It could have been me, God, that did not know you in the pardon of my sins. It could have been me, oh, God, who did not know that you are a way maker and a strong tower. It could have been me, God, but I say thank you this morning because that's not so. Thank you for a mother, oh, God, who raised me in the reverence of you. That, God, I learned how to love you. I learned how to follow after you. I learned how to trust you, Lord, because I grew up with a mother that prayed. I grew up with a mother that required, Lord, that we were in service, oh, God, and that we attended you service. And I know what I know today because she gave me an opportunity to get to know you for myself. Now, Lord, I have to admit, I didn't always want to go. Lord, I have to admit, Lord, I didn't always want to attend, but I'm grateful today, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, that I had a mother that made me go to church, that I had a mother, God, that made me go to the revivals. I had a mother, God, that made me spend time, God, with the body of believers, Lord, so I can get to know you for myself. And, Lord, I can declare right now, Lord, that I tried you and I know you and that I found you to be a friend, not just a friend of my mother, God, not just a friend of my father, not just a friend of my wife or my loved ones, but I found you to be a friend for myself, a friend that sticketh closer, oh, God, than a brother, a friend, God, that'll be willing to give me any and everything that I need if I obey your will. I found you to be a friend, God. When others turn their back, left on me. Lord, I found you to be a friend, God, when I had no one else to talk to. Lord, I found you to be a friend, God, that has been offered to me over and over again. You smiled on me. You set me free. God, you've been good to me. And so with gratefulness in my heart, Lord, this morning, I thank you for all that you've been. I thank you for all that you've done. And I thank you for all that you're going to do. The Bible tells us that you remain the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. What a consistent God. What a faithful God. That what you have done for us in the Bible that you've given us as our blueprint in this Christian walk, Lord, we can read it and find out that you were a great God back in the biblical days. And when I talk to my mama, when I talk to our forefathers, Lord, you were good to them as well. And Lord, as I learn to love you more and I learn to be more intimate with you, my profession is the same. You are a good God and that your mercy endures through all generations. Lord, help me to feed that word to my children as well, to train them up in the way that they should go so when they grow older, Lord, they'll have the same proclamation. They'll have the same declaration that God has smiled on me, and that you are a good God, and that you are an awesome God, and that there is no God like you. No one compares to you. No one is as magnificent as you. No one opens up the doors that you do. No one comes right on time every single time. Lord, you may not come when we want you to. Oh, God, but you always show up right on time. Lord, I've heard it in the testimonies of my brothers, oh, God. God, my brother Larry Brown, God, testified that, God, you showed up right on time, Lord. You made the way for him to be able to get into college, Lord, and to excel himself and to expand upon his knowledge base. And, God, you opened up door after door, God, and made ways out of no way for him, Lord. That was his testimony. But, Lord, as I walked on faith, oh, God, and put my trust in you, God, during this relocation from California to Virginia, Lord, every step that I took in faith, Lord, you gave me another step and another step. You made way out of no way. You opened door after door, God. And so, Lord, you've just been so good. Testimony after testimony, oh, God, will proclaim the same thing, that our God is great and greatly to be praised. And worthy of the adoration, worthy of the glory. I've heard stories of healing. God, I've heard stories and testimonies, not just stories, Lord, because they've been proven facts, Lord. Testimonies of healing, testimonies of deliverance, Lord. Testimonies of you showing up right on time, just when we need you. And since you remain to be the same yesterday, today, and forever, Lord, we look to you to be that on-time God in our lives today. Show yourself mighty. Show yourself strong. Continue to smile on us. And as long as you smile on us, Lord, we have the victory. Yes, we do. And so, Lord, we pray that you would lead, guide, and direct us on this day. We need your glory. We need you to smile upon us. We need you to refresh us, and we need you to revive us. We need you to order our footsteps, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, because the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. We can't do anything without your direction. Lord, we don't want to take any steps, Lord, without your guidance. Lord, we don't want to move, oh God, unless you tell us to move, Lord. So whatever it is that we need to do today, we lay those petitions, we lay those plans, we lay those desires before you right now. You told us and encouraged us in your word to seek you early while you may yet be found. Seek you early before we get caught up in the hustle and the bustle of the day. To seek you, Lord, before we find ourselves distracted or berated with life. Because the word tells us in this life we shall have tribulation, Lord, that this life won't be easy. James said, count it all joy when you fall into diverse temptation. So, Lord, if that ahead of me today, Lord, I need to be reinforced. Lord, I need to be strengthened.
Lord, I need to be empowered. Lord, because this flesh, oh God, it gets a little fickle. This flesh, oh God, gets a little quick, Lord. And I need the strength, Lord, not just for me to be able to make it through the morning, but Lord, I need your anointing and I need your power to fall afresh on me and to anoint me so that when I get to the end of the day, Lord, I won't be cantankerous, oh Lord. I won't be cranky, God. Or I won't be, oh God, discouraged or weighed down by the trials and the circumstances that we call life today. Lord, fill our cup, oh God, that it may last the entire day. But you're telling me right now, oh God, that I'm not going to give you so much, that I'm not going to give you everything for the day, but I'm going to give you exactly what you need. And when you need more, just come to me. Thank you, Holy Ghost, oh God, this morning, that God, that you will hear our cries and you will hear our pleas, even when we cry out to you, and you will give us the answer, Lord. So when our cups are empty, Lord, that's all we have to do is say, God, fill my cup. In the mighty name of Jesus, fill me up right now, Lord, so that I can make it through lunch period. Lord, fill me up right now, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, so I can make it on my way home, Lord. Fill me up even right now, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, so I can make it to the end of the day. Lord, you give unto us bountifully just what we need and more. Remind it even right now. You told the children of Israel while they wandered in the wilderness, only get enough for the day. Only get enough for what you need. And anything else will just be spoiled. And Lord, so just fill our cups with what we need right now. Fill us up till we can't handle anymore. And overflow. Overflow, Lord. Overflow. Because we don't want to hoard it to ourselves. But Lord, we want your anointing. We want your power. We want your light that shines within us to shine on someone else. For the overflow to well over on someone else, Lord, that they may feel of your goodness, that they may feel of your anointing, and Lord, that they may experience the power that you are. Thank you for being a strong tower. Thank you for being a mighty God. Thank you for being awesome in all your ways. And Lord, I continue to pray. Affected, Lord, by Hurricane Harvey. Well, you know the damage that's been done. I looked at some pictures online yesterday. The devastation is just traumatic, Lord. But God, I thank you that you are a God that takes away. But the God that takes away is the God that also provides. That God, if we lose something, Lord, that just means that you have something better for us in the name of Jesus. Many have lost homes, oh God. I pray that better comes their way, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, many have lost cars and lost things, oh God, personal items, Lord. Return unto them double for their trouble, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. I pray for all that I know intimately, Lord, that has been affected. Lord, Superintendent Prince Bryant, Lord, Evangelist Lisa Law, and Evangelist Chastity Brown, and Pastor Devon Walker, Lord. I pray for my brother, Larry Brown. Thank you for his words of testimony, Lord. He told me last week that he has everything he needs, that he has electricity. Well, he said it the other way. He said, I have Jesus and I have electricity. That's all that I need, Lord. Lord, help us, oh God, to be content in whatsoever state that we find ourselves in. Lord, we find ourselves murmuring. We find ourselves complaining, Lord, when you are so good to us and it could have been so much more worse. But we want everything, Lord. We want to walk in this walk on a bed of roses, Lord. But, Lord, remind us to be humble before you and content with what you have given us. And when I get that contentment, Lord, and satisfaction with just what you have blessed me with, and not worrying about what I don't have, and not worry about what I got to go and do, and not worry about what tomorrow brings, I'm at peace because I'm content in whatsoever state that I find myself in. I believe the brother's name is Bozant, who Larry told me, who was out there working to help with the recovery and help with assisting with all the stuff that's going on. Touch him and his family right now, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. And then touch everyone that's affected. I believe Veda Handy, I saw some post about her, Lord, working in the support and recovery, Lord. Bless the people that are laboring. Bless the people that lost all. Bless the people, God, that experienced tragedy because of this great storm. Thank you for being a promise keeper. that, Lord, that you didn't allow that water to continue to pour, that you didn't allow that rain to continue to pour. Because there's a rainbow promise, Lord, that you have given us. And you are a promise keeper. That even when it feels like we are about to drown, God, that's all we have to do is look up and the rainbow will be there as our promise, Lord. Thank you for being a promise keeper. That, Lord, things may overwhelm us. Storms may come and rage in our lives and try to sweep us away. And it looks like we're not going to be able to hold on. It looks like we're not going to be able to make it. It looks like we're not going to win, but you have promised that we're going to win in the end. Thank you, oh God, even right now. I didn't go through that storm, but, Lord, many are the storms that rage in the lives of your people everywhere. It doesn't have to be a physical storm. It can be a spiritual storm. Oh, God, or it can be a mental storm. Or it can be about a storm in our body that rages. But Lord, whatever it is, you can speak to that storm. You can tell that storm to peace, be still. And so, Lord, we look to you as God that even controls or that the elements obey. Thank you, God, for being that God. That's the God that I serve. That even the wind and the elements obey your command. So we put our trust in you, and we put our hope in you, and we pray that you would encourage those people, remind them of who you are. Let someone stand and come out of the ashes and come out of the fires and come out of the floods, proclaiming that you are Lord, that others may get to know you in the pardon of their sins, that others may get to know you, oh God, in the intimacy and relationship that you desire for us to have with you. God, let someone come out and declare that there was nobody but God. And I've heard testimony, reporters of this, interviewed people over and over again. Many have come out declaring that God had you, that you showed mercy, that you showed them favor, and that you were good to them and spared their lives. Thank you, God, for being a merciful and a kind God. I pray for America, Lord, because the things that we are experiencing, it's because America has sinned. I know many may not agree, but the simple fact of your word tells us that when we disobey, the nations that have been blessed by you, a nation that has been blessed by you turns their back on you, God, you can't help but to allow the pestilence and the storms and the earthquakes and all those things to come upon the land. So, Lord, help us to look to you in the name of Jesus. Help us to look to you to be that author and the finisher of our faith. Help us to get ourselves back in line with you, to stop going around in these cycles of sin, Lord, and to turn our face to you right now in the name of Jesus. There's another storm raging. I believe it's called Hurricane Irma, Lord, and on its way, oh, Lord, to the southern Florida coast, Lord, and it's berating, God, different islands off the coast right now, Lord. God, in the name of Jesus, have mercy, Lord. Have mercy even right now, Lord, as the storm rages. Lord, we only can look to you, God. You are our shelter. You are our peace in the time of storm. And, Lord, we only can rely upon you. Have mercy upon them. Oh, God, and don't let the storm last always. Let our midnight come, Lord. Let our midnight come sooner than expected, Lord. We know that joy cometh in the morning. I pray for those that are around me. I pray for my bishop, my pastor, Bishop Ted Thomas. Lord, I pray for his ministry, New Community, and St. Stephen's Churches of God in Christ. Lord, I pray, Lord, for our jurisdiction and our pastors. I pray for the pastors of the Great Northern District, Superintendent Tony H. Campbell, Pastor Eddie Pruitt, Pastor Kenneth Hackett, Pastor Floyd Hawkins, and Pastor Ray Satterfield, Pastor Andy Cork, Pastor Wayne Cream, Pastor William Cornick. Lord, touch his body right now, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Heal his back, Lord, in the ailment that is striking his body right now. Heal, God. Touch even right now, Lord, as we put our lives in your hands. Lord, I said already that you are that balm in Gilead. Lord, you were wounded for our transgressions and bruised for our iniquities. Lord, the healing is already done because you've already suffered, oh God, so that we might live and not die. Lord, I pray for Pastor Lawrence Clayette, and then I pray for myself. I pray for the brothers in ministry that are in this area, Pastor Herschel Chenault, Pastor Samuel Metcalf, and Pastor Brian D. Jones. I pray for my brothers in the gospel that we don't give up the gospel plow, that we don't turn away from our calling, but that we will be willing to continue to travail, to continue to labor, to continue to put our trust in you. I trust you, Lord. I believe in you, Lord. And I pray, God, that your will be done in the life of my ministry here at Praise Center and in my home as well. Because I know, God, that you are a blesser, a keeper, and everything that I need, you are that and more. I pray for Lady Yolinda McCowan, Sister Diamond Star, Brother Eric McCowan, Sister Crystal McCowan, and Brother Aaron McCowan. I already asked for healing for their body, Lord, but do it, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. I pray for the children, Lord, who have begun to return back to school. Lord, I didn't put out any of these petitions beforehand, but, Lord, I pray that you will bind the pedophiles right now that are lurking around our schools and that are lurking within our schools as well. Lord, I pray that you would cover our children even right now in the name of Jesus, and then cover those that they are lights to, God, in the name of Jesus. Help them to be lights in cities that are set upon a hill that cannot be hid. God, the world needs to know that you are a deliverer, that you are a strong tower, that you are a keeper, and our children need to proclaim the same words as well, because there are students, Lord, that I cannot reach, but my children can. Help them to let their light so shine that men may see their good works and give you the glory and the honor and the praise. Give them to be a witness, Lord. The devil is raging in our schools. Wickedness is raging in our schools, Lord. And if we're not careful, Lord, our children will be swept away. But I bind the attacks of the enemy right now. He will not steal our children. He will not overtake our children. He will not overwhelm our children, Lord. And our children will be like that. They will draw those that don't know you in the part of their sins to you, God. I speak it right now, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Put the words of life into their mouths, Lord, that they may speak life into those that don't know you, that they may give them a hope, God. Oh, God, and expect it in instead of throwing in a towel, and instead of committing suicide, and instead of going to go sleep with somebody, or, Lord, instead of going to go do drugs, Lord, help our children to be the light, Lord, to show them that there is a better way. I pray for Mother Evelina Dean McCarron, Missionary Myrna Howard, Missionary Lysandra Miller. Lord, I pray for Deanne Graham and Renix Graham. I pray for Sister Monique, Lord. I pray for Brother Herbert Lee. I call on the name of Sister Connie Coulter, Lord, that you would continue to cover her, and bless her, bless that baby, oh God, that is in her womb. Oh, God, in peace. I pray for the Lewis family during their time of bereavement. I call on your name that you would give them the support and the reassurance, Lord, that you know just what you are doing and more. God, we suffer loss and we don't understand it. But, Lord, you know just what you are doing. And so we put our trust in you, Lord, and we pray that you would be the God of comfort and a God of peace in that family during their time of bereavement. Also in the family of the Brown family, God, during their time of bereavement as well. Be that strong tower. Be that mind regulator. Be that wheel in the middle of the wheel, God, that provides and meets every single need, Lord, that needs to be met. Thank you for being that God. Thank you again for smiling on us. Thank you, O God, for being great and mighty. You surely have smiled on us. You've been so good to us, Lord. You've been better to us than we have been to ourselves. And so, Lord, with gratitude and with gratefulness, we tell you thank you this morning. With a heart filled with praise, we tell you glory to your name, O God. For you reign forever, and your mercy endures through all generations. I'm a part of that generation that your mercy will endure. I'm a part of that royal priesthood, God, that you called out of darkness. Lord, I am who I am today because you have blessed me to be where I'm at today. And I thank you, God. I praise you, and I magnify your name on this day. Take your people to their different destinations today, whether it's to work or to school or just running some errands, or maybe even spending time at home. But whatever it is, God, be the God that's intimate with us. We want to be intimate with you. We want to be in your presence and bask in your glory. So, God, give us to take time, Lord, to spend some time in prayer. Give us to take some time, Lord, to spend some time in your word. God, give us, oh God, the time, the mindset, Lord, to seek after you while you may yet be found. Bless us, Lord, as we come back together tonight for our prayer, praise, and study as we continue in the book of Colossians. It's your word that is the lamp unto our feet. It's your word that is the light unto our pathways. And if we are able and willing with a mindset to hide your word in our hearts, so we have everything that we need to be victorious and more than overcomers in this life. I pray that you bless everyone that's under the sound of my voice this morning. And I pray for those that will tune in later. Click on that link, oh God, to hear this prayer. I pray, God, that you would empower them and strengthen them, encourage them, Lord, and that the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart are acceptable to you and a benefit to those that have heard this prayer this morning. Be a fence all around us this day. Be our strength, oh God, that we need for this day. We're not worried about tomorrow. We're not worried about next week. But we cast the cares of this day upon you because you care for us. And we know that your burdens are easy, oh God. Your yoke is easy and your burdens are light. So bless us and keep us and order our footsteps. Lead, guide, and direct us and bless us on this day. And it shall be done and it shall be so. And we thank you even now. It's in the mighty and matchless name of Jesus we pray this morning. Amen and amen.